Eric Krupe joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. A 48-0 victory that the Knights had over the Hillsboro Hawks tonight, improving to 3-0. And coach, is that, where would you put that in terms of like the most kind of complete game that you've had in coaching here in Farmington?
That was a very fun game to watch. You know, we talked about it before. You know, we talked about Tuesday, talked about it before the game today. You know, that's a good football team. They're a well-coached football team. You know, they were district champs in 2017. Last three games have all come down to the wire with them winning two, us winning one. So to play a good football team and beat a good football team convincingly, you know, it's good for our kids. It gives our kids confidence. You know, that they can be very successful, but you've got to keep their nose to the grindstone and keep working.
It was an interesting matchup in terms of where the defensive keys were from Hillsboro and kind of your answer to those. They had a guy basically guarding Royce Harris no matter where he was on the field, but it gave other guys openings. There were running lanes for Bodkin. There were running lanes for Files, and you had some of those big plays.
Yeah, Coach Hain did a very good job understanding, you know, how they play their defense and where they fit and being able to, you know, call plays that, you know, allow us to have success. And so that's, you know, it's fun to watch us be explosive on offense. And, you know, again, go back to, you've got Royce Harris and you got Damon Guthrie, but you've also got, you know, Raiden Bach and you've got Caden Files and you've got other people that, you know, can do things with the football. Drew Felker came in the second half.
He did.
Did a nice job with the ball in his hands as well, running our offense. So, you know, again, it's fun to know that we have the opportunity to have answers, you know, if people take away certain phases of what we do offensively.
Another one of those answers is that Files threw the ball one time. He just happened to have a 6'6" wide receiver in Isaiah Robinson. He threw it up in the end zone, and Isaiah not only went up and got it, but held on in some traffic for a TD.
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, the defender came back to him, and it became ultimately a jump ball scenario. And obviously we know we've got great height with Isaiah there, you know, and you know, but it wasn't easy. He had to go get that football because ultimately the defender did work back to him. And I like to see him be able to use some aggressiveness and some physicality and go and take that ball and make sure that he came down within the end zone.
The biggest cheer that I heard all night was your first team defense cheering the effort of your second team defense and preserving a shutout. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, it is. You know, we've talked about, you know, we anytime you've got a chance to keep a good football team without points on the board, you know, that's something to celebrate. And, you know, we talk to our kids and let them know, hey, if you're coming into this football game, you know, we're handing it off to you. And it's your job now to preserve what that scoreboard says. And our kids, I think they took that to heart. Our kids that were on the field there, they fought, you know, and didn't let Hillsboro, ultimately it came down to what, about the half yard line but they did not let them score. And it was fun to watch them fight and compete and take pride in the fact that they're not going to let that cross the goal line. And then our first team defense again, just being excited to see them do that and see them preserve the shutout. And it was fun to watch, and that was pretty exciting.
Talking about your first team defense, I went with Judd Cunningham as our Applebee's of Farmington Player of the Game, and your nose guard. But you think about nose guards, Gilbert Brown, like 340 pounds. That's not what he is. He's a 190-pound dude that nobody can stay in front of because he's fast and strong, and he was in the backfield all night long for you.
You know, we've talked about this before. You know, your feet allow you to play football. Yeah. You know, we're not a team that's just going to throw big guys out there that can't move very well. You know, we rely on quickness and agility and being able to move up front. And you know, he's ultra quick. He's a, you know, a state wrestler. You know, he plays with, you know, relentless effort, and you know, he creates issues for people. And you know, he does that on the defensive side of the ball. He does that at center on offense. He's somebody that you really enjoy watching play football.
There was a play I just wanted to point out, because on a night when Royce Harris only gained 7 yards running the ball, he did not let that affect anything else that he did. And I thought that maybe is representative of what it takes to become a winning team. And it was a play that Damon Guthrie scored from 44 yards out. Royce Harris was the lead blocker. He threw a pancake block to eliminate one would-be tackler and then hustled down the field and threw another lead block to spring his teammate. That's probably one of those plays you run back when you're watching film and say, this is a winning play, guys.
No, that's what you want to see. That, again, that relentless effort, you know, and it's more than just yourself. You know, it's bigger than all of us. Mm-hmm. And working for a common goal and you know, for being somebody that has gained notoriety and is, you know, as explosive as you're going to find in Southeast Missouri athletically on the football field, you know, he does those things. You know, defensively, can go back to the Union game, you know, Union broke a play, and Royce is the one that ran it down and got it tackled up at the 5-yard line because we weren't going to just give in and let them score. And next thing you know, it's fourth down. We make a big stop, get off the field, and I mean that tackle is it's a 7-point tackle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I may be remembering this wrong. I actually think it was we fumbled the football and he was on offense and had to go get it tackled up, and the defense ran out in the field, and that preserved that first half shutout. Yeah. So you know, those are the types of things that he does, and we've got a lot of kids on the team that will do those sorts of things. And and that ultimately is what allows you to be successful. And I think Royce understands, and our guys understand, if we want this to be a long season, then we've got to stay healthy. There are going to be many more opportunities, and you know, that's where we go.
SEMO North Gauntlet starts next week.
Yes, it does.
Give me a quick thought on Cape.
Cape is Cape. They're going to have great athletes that, you know, can do things with the football in their hands. You know, I know they're in a rebuilding process right now. They're not the Cape of 2013, 14, 15, 16, but Coach Gibbs is there now. He does a good job. They've got athletes that, again, can do things with the ball in their hand. We're going to have to be ready to go.
Eric Krupe and the Farmington Knights now 3-0, 48-0 over Hillsborough tonight at Hale Memorial Stadium in Farmington.